this, I'm for keeping secrets in my head, or any space you can find. But to see that I could help make your life a bit easier. But have you ever thought of how I felt? You need to think about your behavior.
Another edition of Bachon Sports, ready and waiting for you, boys and girls. Yes, I am Simply Butch, and as always, thanks for tuning in on this particular Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday, over the hump day. It can't get any better than that, can it, boys and girls? We're halfway home for a weekend full of pomp and circumstances here, second to none. Or maybe a little bit louder. Hey, let's get to some sports news that you can't get enough of. Well, our Detroit Lions are now getting ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars in their home in Florida. Hoping all goes well in the practices because our Lions are in deep dew. And I mean that right now, our general public wants the Lions winning. And winning frequently, all the time. One of the things I looked at was the punt and kickoff returning, okay? And I mentioned it on Sunday where Jamal Agnew stood down there for a fair catch on a punt from the New Orleans Saints. And guess what, boys and girls? Somebody right behind him takes a punt instead of him fielding the ball. He elected to let the ball bounce into the waiting arms of the New Orleans Saints, getting the ball and giving the ball to the Lions on the 1 yard line. Now, I know that's pretty lousy of me to kind of put that in perspective here, but you know what? I'm just bringing it up because it's true. Yes. If you don't know, Agnew is trying to catch Leon Washington's record, who is an assistant coach for the Detroit Lions for special teams, who holds the record. In his Washington's first season with the Detroit Lions, he returned 8 kicks for touchdowns in his 9-year career. He tied an NFL record, the most in history, by the way, here. I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of got to go on in this particular there. But again, you know, who's waiting? I would like to be kind of positive on this particular there. And the Lions are favored, by the way, of winning the game on Sunday. But that's a prognostication there. That's not the real deal going down. And sometimes you got to be leery of those particular, those odds. Odds are pretty wicked indeed. But I know one odd that is very much so in the forefront. And that is the Detroit Lions got to start winning games. Or we're going to have a bunch of restless human beings in the metropolitan Detroit area, along with the state of Michigan and any other Lion fan around the country who cheers for the Lions to do something better than what they're doing right now. So, I guess I'm trying to be optimistic I'm trying to be a wee bit positive. A wee bit positive. But it's hard for me to do that. It's very hard for me to do that. Because better days are ahead. I got Agnew this afternoon interviewing with the Detroit Lions. This is what he had to say. If you get a little bite of it.
The two you have returned have been decent. How do you stay, I guess, mentally positive or are ready for those opportunities when they're so few and far between?
Thankfully, it's actually really frustrating. Just like noticing throughout the years, guys, teams trying not to kick it to me. But thankfully, I have Leon Washington here. Obviously a great returner. Throughout his career in the league, got like 10 touchdowns. I'm trying to catch him, but he always preaches to me, just be patient. Those opportunities are going to come. It's been helping me a lot. Obviously in the past, I've tried to force some stuff. But thankfully for Lee, I call him Lee, so got him here. He helps me stay a little even keel. Stay a little patient.
You mentioned forcing some stuff, and some of those kickoffs, 8 yards deep in the end zone. It seems like maybe reluctant to take a knee. I guess what goes through your mind there when I guess it's probably better to take the knee, but you want that shot.
Me, I want to take it out every time, but I mean, the NFL is a field position game, so you gotta be smart. So, make the right decisions. That's one of the most important qualities of being a good returner. A great returner is just making good decisions. I'm trying to do the best I can to do that.
Where was the decision when it came down to this man allowing a punt to get worse of yardage while he should have filled it? I can't understand it. Ladies and gentlemen, you figure it out for yourself. Let me move on. I'm heartbroken. Well, the NFL is trying to add a lot more words to its announcement, but soften the real blow here. The Pro Bowl has been canceled this season. I know you're waiting for that one. A lot of things are going on in the way of COVID-19 outbreaks, and the Pro Bowl is one of them there. In addition, they announced the re-imaging of the 2021 Pro Bowl on its website in a four-page paragraph that gets to the point, Additionally, the league is trying to work closely with the NFL Players Association and other partners to create a variety of engaging activities to replace the Pro Bowl this season. I know you just wanted to hear that, boys and girls. And through week 5, the scoring has been unpredictable indeed in the NFL, as 7 teams are averaging at least 30 points per game, the most single season through week 5 since 1970. 3 of those teams, the Green Bay Packers, Seattle Seahawks, and the Tennessee Titans, who've been going through the thing themselves, are unbeaten through week number 6. Pittsburgh Steelers also unbeaten. They average 29.5 points a game and yet to lose a game this season. Now, if Tampa Bay and Green Bay get together, then that's supposed to be at 4:25 this Sunday at Fox. Tennessee and Houston, 1 o'clock on CBS. Pittsburgh versus Cleveland, 1 o'clock, CBS. They all are victorious, and, if they're victorious in week number 6, this will be the third season since 1970, shortened by the season of 1982, which 4 teams are unbeaten through week number 6. Sorry, boys and girls, but Seattle has a bye this weekend, so you can't blame it on them. So they'll continue to be unbeaten. Nah, 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 nah. 2 SEC games will be probably not played this Saturday. The SEC announced this afternoon that Florida against LSU will be postponed after the coronavirus has outbreak through the Florida players and the coaches. The Gators, yes, on Tuesday were not pausing all their football activities. However, they got a slamming hawk today by the NCAA. The game is tentatively set to be played on December the 12th. And, of course, his breaking news right now is Alabama is set to host Georgia and Tuscaloosa. But hold it, boys and girls, this Saturday night, by the way. Hold it. Alabama's coach Nick Saban and athletic director Greg Bynes have tested positive for COVID-19, and the school announced late this afternoon. Both Saban and Bynes are now self-isolating in their homes. There would be a possibility of Georgia and Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Roll Tide! I always like saying that. Will not be playing this weekend. So hold your hats, boys and girls. National College Athletic Association has announced this past week and also made it official today that the University of Michigan has been selected for 3 postseason events, the 2020 NCAA Women's Gymnastic Regional, serving as the host site for the 2024 NCAA Field Hockey Championship, that's the semifinals and the championship game, and the 2025 NCAA Men Gymnastic Championship. They both will be played on the campus of Ann Arbor. Yes, indeed. Field hockey will be there on Phyllis Oakert's field hockey field. And, of course, the gymnastics, by the way, will be played at Chrysler Center Arena. Donald Shepherd said, and also Wade Manuel, part of it, they said they were eternally grateful for the NCAA once entrusting the University of Michigan to host these particular championship events. We have outstanding facilities, dedicated staff, and long history of hosting championships both here in Ann Arbor and in Detroit. We're looking forward to welcoming participating schools, athletes, and also fans to Ann Arbor and the University of Michigan and the greater Detroit area there. This is the third time for this specific NCAA championship bid process, which create a large amount of host sites spanning for the ridiculous years of 86 of them. So, hey, if it comes, it comes. Big news with the Detroit, what's the Detroit Red Wings this week and this past weekend, as well as post week, when the not only the draft was ended, but the Red Wings went after players like a hawk going after slop. They first of all cleaned their little slate here, and they got 5 new members on the team, and yes, they got a magnificent amount of money, still roughly about $18 million in salary cap space. Steve Yzerman has been doing a cleaning job, second to none, for the Detroit Red Wings. He's not giving those big old long contracts that can keep a player here for I don't know how long and absolutely put no effort or no energy in making the team a better team. So he has 5 members now with low contracts. The most of them has been like a 2-year, and that's for the goaltender, which probably is an option year after the first, where maybe if that goaltender don't pan out, he can buy out his contract and live happily ever after. But Steve Yzerman are making smart moves now. He wants players who want to be here in the city of Detroit. He wants players who's going to put up an effort. He wants players to give their all. And he knows good and well that the fans here in the city of Detroit are looking for playoff ramifications, second to none. And if you don't give it to them, everyone's going to be crying like a baby. And I don't think Steve Yzerman, after going through a couple years of being here with the Detroit Red Wings, want to see that anymore, because him himself, as a player for the Detroit Red Wings, went through pain and agony until they started getting in playoffs. And yet, they ran a streak of 24 years of being in the playoffs without no runs, streaks, or errors. So how would that fit in on a rebuilding plan that Steve Yzerman is doing right now? And 2 of those young players that he drafted, and some who are already ready to come up here right now. from Europe, as well as Grand Rapids and other places in the North America company, and then some, are ready to come in here and show the general public and Steve Weissman at large that we could do a better job. Let's wait and see, boys and girls. Let's definitely wait and see. Yes. Can we? Honestly? I don't know if I can wait. But I just have to here. No news with the Detroit Pistons, but they have announced with the general public, though. Speaking of voting is concerned, they're going to have a bus that travels around that particular vicinity of their brand new practice facility over there by Henry Ford Hospital. They're going to have a shuttle bus running around the mid-city part of Detroit for people who want to go out and vote. And I'll talk a little bit more about that on the Sunday edition of Butch on Sports and the location, the way you can catch the shuttle that will be running every hour from 9 to 6 o'clock Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 on Saturdays and Sundays. So you can get out, register and vote, vote your conscience, and be able to put it in a secure box where hopefully it gets to the right people, and they do the right thing by counting them and counting them for the election. So that's the news from Detroit Pistons, and that is a civic thing they're doing. And let's commend them for being a part of the problem. Not being a part of the problem, I should say, but being part of the solution. Oh, boy. And to get those words out my mouth right quick. I'm getting cotton mouth right now, boys and girls. I will mention that we got one more week of preliminaries for soccer and stuff there. Soccer next weekend will be playoff ramifications. Cross country, the same thing. You know, hey, it's going to be a wild and woolly time. And in a couple of weeks, football. Yes, playoffs and football, where everyone is invited. Hopefully, the rules and regulations will keep everyone safe. And if you're participating in all these other goodies here, I know where I go, wherever I go, sports-wise or other, when I'm covering, I got to wear a mask. And it's not because I have to. I need to have one on my face. Not only to protect myself, but protect you as well. Hopefully you have that in mind and wear a mask. Keep one in your pockaroo. Put it on. Wear it. Wash your hands. No fist bumping. No hugging and all this other crap that will put yourself in harm's way. But keeping good social distancing will be a must. And basically, yes, basically, letting it ride here. And for that effect, I give my all to getting off the air. Hey, Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. You can check me on out on Facebook, or you can go to Podomatic.com, where, yes, I have a page there where all the goodies are. Yes, Butch on Sports. You can type SimPlyButch. T-O-O. Let me put that T-O-O in there. .podomatic.com. You can also go to the Game Sports Show site where, yes, I'm part of the excitement and extravaganza of the Game Sports Show on Monday night on 1400 ESPN. Yes, you can get Butch on Sports and all the other goodies of sports shows and things that you should be right to know about there, right off that site. That's thegamesportsshow.com and thegamesportsshow.podbean.com. And yes, you can go to Spotify and all the other famous doggone places, iTunes, you name it, we're there, okay? So don't think you're left out. Hey, I want you to have a great, great weekend. Do the right thing, wear your mask, be safe, and we'll check you on out on the Sunday.